Now, our next speaker is going to be somebody I know that you all will enjoy. Yep. Originally, we want to talk about opportunities in the business enterprise program. Giovanni Francesi was unable to be with us because of medical reasons. So I've asked everybody, it's someone that everybody knows to come and talk to us, and it is none other than Ed Birmingham.
Okay, let the truth be told, she scraped the bottom of the barrel, and then that's what she came up with. So as I was getting prepared for this, I started thinking that, you know I'm older than our current state president, and I know I'm older than our past state president, Patty Chang. And then it started to dawn upon me that both of them are lawyers. And then it also dawned upon me that they're both recently retired. And I thought, why would anybody want to become a blind vendor? I'm still getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, going to work every day, and these guys are sitting back in their flannel pajamas with their feet up watching the view, you know? So, you want to be a blind vendor? Let me point you to the lawyer's division. So before I get started, Madam President, I didn't get a chance to ask my question due to time constraints during the beat up the bureau chief segment of our agenda. Which was very entertaining, by the way. But I would urge the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and your board to continue to work closely with the Illinois Committee of Blind Vendors to push the Hadley School training for our vendors. Without getting into a bunch of details, because that's not what my report's supposed to be about, our training department needs a major overhaul. It would take years to do, and there's something in place that would benefit each and every person who would go through that training. So please keep that on your burner, and we will keep it on ours, and we need to work together to push these guys towards adopting that, because it really is a no-brainer.
Okay.
All right, so let's get into the vending program. So let me give you a little history. So I've been a blind entrepreneur for 34 years. When I first started, the majority of our facilities were what we call dry stands, where you basically sold cigarettes, candy bars, and newspapers. So as you can imagine, two of those three aren't even around anymore for the most part. We had a lot of cafeterias in federal buildings. We have practically no cafeterias left in Randolph-Shepherd. And we did very little vending. Now fast forward to 2017, and here in Illinois, I would say 90% of our facilities are all vending. So as you can see, Randolph-Shepherd has evolved over the years. Currently, we do mostly vending, as I said. We also do routes. If you have a route, it's a little more complicated. You need to get a warehouse for your product. You need to get some type of a vehicle to transport your product. You obviously need to hire a driver. If you're doing the driving, just tell me where you are so I avoid that area like the plague. I don't want to know that. We also have stepped a little bit outside the box here in Illinois. A couple of things we're proud of. We have one blind vendor downtown Chicago in the Metcalf Federal Building who runs a Starbucks-like cafe. It's called the Cava Cafe. That's a little outside the box. It's a coffee shop. He has some food service there, and he's doing very well. And then downstate in God's country by Lake Carlisle, we have another vendor who bid on a contract, and he was awarded it. And now he runs the log cabins, the swimming pool, the campsite. That's his entire facility, is the whole Lake Carlisle Park. So I will tell you that he put a lot of money in himself because there were a lot of upgrades that needed to be done. He was willing to do that. And by all reports, it's been very successful for him. But that's something that, you know, we do not a lot of, but when the opportunity presents itself, you know, we try to encourage someone to step up and do that, because obviously it's all about creating jobs. So if you want to come into our training department, it's not very complicated. You basically have to be able to pass a background check. We need you to have a high school diploma, and basically need you to have the energy and the willingness to work hard, because you are the boss, you will be the boss. And with that comes a lot of responsibilities. Everything stops with you. The complaints from the customers come to you. The bookwork goes to you, the deposits go to you, the ordering goes to you, the checking in of orders comes to you. So you basically are, you know, no matter how many employees you are still responsible for everything that is done at that facility. So some of the difficulties you may encounter. So these are things that we hear about at the Illinois Committee of Blind Vendors. So you go to your VR counselor, and they may say to you this. Well, what do you want to go into that program for? There's no opportunities. And there's a little bit of truth to that, but there's also a little non-truth to that. So let me address the truth part of it. So we don't have a lot of new opportunities here in Illinois. It's hard to create new opportunities. As you know, government is downsizing. The majority of our facilities are in federal, state, and county buildings. They're all downsizing, so businesses are down. We've had to close some due to lack of sales. But on the other hand, if you go through the training successfully, there are always blind entrepreneurs who are willing to hire you as an employee until an opportunity presents itself. Now, one of the things that may enhance this a little faster for you is if you have a willingness to relocate. We have locations throughout the entire state of Illinois. Like I said, down in Lake Carlisle. We just had a bid that went out in Alton. We had another one that went out in Rock Island. Chances are there's probably only going to be 2 to 3 bidders on either one of those locations, maybe even only one. So if you have a willingness and an ability to relocate, the opportunity may present itself a little quicker for you to, you know, become your own boss. So obviously some of the things that have changed over the past several years are because of the Kennelly Amendments. We have all the rest area highways. Because of Public Law 2421, we now have priority on state facilities as opposed to preference. And you wouldn't think one word would make that big a difference, but it did. So now we're in the majority of all state buildings, but our biggest growth thing was we were able to get into all the state prisons, which are very lucrative locations. You kind of have a, pardon the pun, but you have a captive audience. So our vendors who are in the state prisons do very well. Obviously, Randall Shepherd has its issues. As Mary Lou also brought up the rest areas, there's the threat of rest area commercialization going on right now. We are fighting that through the National Association of Blind Merchants and the National Federation of the Blind, who have been a huge supporters. We wouldn't be able to do without them, without John Perret, without Gabe. They do a wonderful job. They've been very supportive. We've had fly-ins. And we're going to fight that tooth and nail, and hopefully we will prevail. Like I said, some of the other issues we have is, like I said, the government buildings are downsizing. We need to find new ways of creating opportunities. We need to think outside the box. We need more places like Lake Carlisle. We need more places like the coffee shop. We have some vendors who have hired a company called Rainmaker. We were introduced to Rainmaker at the Blast in Illinois, the Windy City Blast 2 years ago. And what Rainmaker does is they go out, they will find you places to call on where you can go out and expand your business. They will give you the name of the contact person and what they're looking for, and it's up to you to make the appointment, to go out there and sell yourself and sell your business. And we just recently had one vendor in the Peoria area who was able to, because the gambling casino out there hired him to do all the vending at the casino because they needed to fill a 2% quota, and he was the only guy out there, so he got the bid. Now, some of the other issues that come with that, though, is, as you know, the state of Illinois is not in the business of doing business, so you can go out there as a blind entrepreneur, find businesses, find, you know, you need equipment right away. Well, God help you if it's the end of the budget and we've already spent all of our equipment budget and you have to wait until the next budget is passed, because as you know, sometimes in Illinois this takes a long time. So then you're kind of stuck holding the bag. So it's up to you to either go rent some equipment in the interim until you can get some provided to you from the state. So there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad, there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs. I will tell you this, let me expand on the, because everybody wants to know how much money can you make. So we have vendors that make, unfortunately, as little as $10,000 to $15,000 a year. But we also have 9 vendors who make over $100,000 a year. So there's a big gap, and there's, you know, there's a lot in between. Obviously, the vendors who are not making a lot of money, that's something that's not acceptable to the Illinois Committee of Blind Vendors. We're trying to work very hard with them to expand their businesses, to make changes that will enhance their businesses, because nobody should have to go to work every day and make that little amount of money. It's just, there's no reason for it. I will also tell you that this, when we talk about opportunities, so the average age of the blind vendor here in Illinois is around 63 years old. So obviously we're all not gonna be around here forever. You know, we're gonna need to retire, move on, give someone else a chance. So as I know Nikki Gaiko says this all the time, one of these days there's gonna be a silver tsunami, and we're all, us old guys, we're all gonna leave all at the same time, and it's gonna be up to the young people to not only fill the locations, but to fill all the leadership positions that go along with it. So if you're young, you're energetic, and you wanna make a difference, you wanna be your own boss, I would always encourage someone, you know, go to college first, if that's something you think you can do. But I realize college isn't for everyone. It definitely wasn't for me. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes in college. I'd have joined a frat, and that'd be the last you'd ever seen of me. I'd been next to a keg, and that would have been it. So I realize it's not for everyone. So I would, you know, encourage you to look into the Business Enterprise Program for the Blind. We are kind of a fun group. I think Denise will vouch for that. We throw a summer party every year, and then we have a Christmas party, which, by the way, is December 1st this year, if anybody's interested in coming.
Oh, early.
Mr. President, you're more than invited. You know, the Changs have turned their house into a bed and breakfast. I'm sure they'd give you a real good rate. And then you come hang out with the vendors for a day. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, I know I got probably some time left, so if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns?